Planet Rock Breakfast, and I'm very pleased to say, joining us in the studio, the one, the only, Derek Smalls, a.k.a. Mr. Harry Shearer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well.
I'm sitting here looking at a Spinal Tap action figure of myself in full array to inspire me this morning. So I'm emboldened. I'm more lukewarm water than I normally would be.
Before we talk about Spinal Tap and what's going on in that camp, let's talk about why you're here in London, because a big show in aid of a very worthwhile cause this weekend.
Yes, my wife, Judith Owen, who is a singer-songwriter, and I have for years been doing these Christmas sing-along shows. I hasten to say, lest the phrase scares people, a guy in Seattle saw the show once, and he said, when my girlfriend told me we were going to a Christmas sing-along, I said, well, why don't you just stick forks in my eyes right now? He said, but having seen the show, I'm coming every year. So it's basically a lot of great guests, ranging all the way from the wonderful singer Alice Russell to the British comedy legend Maureen Lipman to Rob Brydon to the great Danny Thompson, who's played with everybody from Peter Gabriel to Kate Bush to Pentangle, to Judith and me, to all sorts of other folks. And everybody does two or three numbers relating to the holidays, either reverent or irreverent, and then Judith forces the audience to sing Christmas carols for crap prizes. And it's all for the benefit of the International Red Cross's Philippine Flood Relief Fund. And it's at the Leicester Square Theatre in the heart of London, assuming London has a heart, late Saturday nights. We kick off at 9:45 p.m., so you can get all your other excitement out of the way first and then join us at the Leicester Square Theatre for great fun and for a good cause.
Once again, if you'd like to know more, just go to the website for details. It's leicestersquaretheatre.com. Now, I've got to ask you, there's been rumours, there's been rumblings. Mm. In fact, Mr. Guest actually said a number of months ago, possibility of a 30th anniversary reunion of Spinal Tap. What can you tell us?
Well, we've decided to reform as Monty Python instead. yeah, there may be something happening. I would say that if any band were going to get the chronology of its 30th anniversary wrong, it would be Spinal Tap. So I can't guarantee when it'll happen, but there will be probably a 30th anniversary something sometime, somewhere.
When you first put it together, I mean, would you have thought that all these years later there'd be the kind of following that you achieve from it? Because it started off as a documentary. Let's be honest, it wasn't hugely successful from the start, but then it just went, didn't it?
It had a checkered history in the cinemas, partly because the company that we were being distributed by was well on its way to bankruptcy court about that time, or administration as you call it here. But I think it's fair to say we were the first movie to make money in the VHS home video medium that was not pornographic. So we blazed a trail. It's been amazing, you know. It was remarkable that we even got released. The company that was in charge of us didn't really want to release the movie. They didn't like it. And we, you know, dodged a lot of bullets along the way. So it's really amazing that we've come here.
We mentioned, obviously, the fact that you're not just an actor, a voice artist, a comedian. You have so many facets in your career.
I'm a moving target.
How do you manage to fit everything in?
Basically ignoring loved ones. That's the key. Just ignore your loved ones and you get more time. No, I'm kidding. I don't eat lunch. That is one of the keys. I've never eaten lunch, and so I get an extra couple hours a day just from that. Not from any health regimen. It's just I realized I love dinner too much, and when I eat lunch, I have no appetite for dinner, and I was like trying to save dinner. So I was in save dinner mode, and I love to work. I love what I do. Judith and I, one of the things that I think we have in common, aside from loving to laugh, is that we both love what we do. So it's very hard for us to take a break. We rarely vacation because our work is so satisfying and fulfilling, except for the times when we run into jerks and a-holes. And that never happens in show business.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. It's kind of weird as well, the fact that, you know, when you get something that's successful and you kind of have one kind of line and you kind of stick with that, but you've been so lucky in terms of everything you've kind of turned your hand to, whether it be The Simpsons voiceovers, whether it be Spinal Tap, whatever, it's always kind of worked for you. I mean, you've obviously got that talent there, but again, to get it out there to the right people.
It's huge luck. I am suspicious of anybody who's successful in show business who doesn't attribute about 90% of it to luck, because I know too many grotesquely talented people who are sitting there, you know, working as waiters and waitresses and stuff because they just haven't had that break. I've been extremely lucky, and I'm planning to continue to be.
Simpsons, we can't get away from The Simpsons.
Yes.
I mean, just one of these long-running series that just goes on and on, but it gets better all the time.
Yeah. Well, we're in our 25th year now, so we're probably older than most of our audience at this point as a show, and it does go on and on. I've long joked that our home network in the States, Fox, will keep us going until they get another comedy hit at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. And so I'm forecasting another 50 years.
So out of all the voices you actually do on The Simpsons, what are your personal favorites?
My favorite character is C. Montgomery Burns, purely because he's pure evil. And so many of the evil people in this world make the mistake of diluting it with a bit of good. And that's just wrong. You know, if you got to go for it. You got to go for it balls out. And he does.
Can we have a voice here, please? Can we have a bit of an example of what you would be like in the studio?
If I were in the studio right now, I'd buy you.
Quality The Simpsons live on Planet Rock Breakfast. It doesn't get much better than this. What can I say? All the best with your continued success, because let's be honest, you've had a great career so far, and long may it continue.
Thanks.
And a quick reminder again, give us a quick plug on the show this
Saturday
weekend.
Night, 9:45, Leicester Square Theatre in London, holiday music and comedy extravaganza. Maureen Lipman, Rob Brydon, Alice Russell, Danny Thompson, Judith Owen and myself, and some surprise guests, all for the sake of the International Red Cross's Philippine Flood Relief Fund.
And hopefully a Spinal Tap reunion sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Let us pray.
We'll see you soon.
Cheers.